Louisville Orchestra conductor Teddy Abrams is a fresh face on the classical music scene. At 28 years old, he is the youngest music director of a major American orchestra. He's wielding the baton in this recording of Brahms' First Symphony. But he's also hoping to bring new audiences to the concert hall with music for a new generation, like this symphony from another musician in his 20s, Sebastian Chang. Maestro Teddy Abrams joins us from the studios of Louisville Public Media. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
You programmed both of those pieces in the same concert, which took place earlier this year, and you actually conducted an experiment to gauge audience reaction. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. Well, on this program, we presented two first symphonies, the first symphony of the great composer Brahms, and a first symphony of a living composer, Sebastian Chang, who's just a couple years younger than me, actually, 26 when he wrote it. And I wanted to see how people, especially first-time concertgoers, would react to hearing these two different first symphonies. So I invited tons of people in my neighborhood. I just gave free tickets to all of them and gauged what their reactions were. And it was fascinating because for the Sebastian Chang Symphony, we had Sebastian there. We brought out a piano, and he and I talked before the performance of his piece. He demonstrated the work on the piano and how he came to improvise the themes, and he sat down and actually played his thought process for the whole audience. And it was amazing because when I talked to a lot of people afterwards about the experience, many people said, well, that Brahms piece was wonderful, it was beautiful, and it was really great. But we felt really emotionally connected to the Sebastian Chang. I often like to make the reference to what a chef has to go through. But unlike a chef preparing a single meal, I am preparing a year's worth of meals for an entire community of, in this case, 1.2 million people. So can you imagine preparing not only meals that are going to be attractive and going to be fun to eat with ingredients that people already love, but you also have to make them nutritious. You also have to make them interesting for the chefs that are preparing them. But you have to do that for an entire year when you're thinking about what your season's going to look like. And so the balance is critical. Now, I'm convinced that my job is two parts. It is to provide for the needs of everybody, but it's also to provide for their wants and the stuff that they love and care about already. That deserves to be heard. But people can love and care about so much more music than what they're already aware of. And so it's very, very important to me that not only do we bring pieces that people don't know to the table, but we also demonstrate, and more than demonstrate, we are an active participant in the creation of music now.
You are a composer yourself. I want to play a little bit of a piece that you composed. This is from Overture in Sonata Form. There was a time in the 20th century when some modern music was pretty dense and academic, and this feels different. This feels really accessible. Is it just because there's like a beat and I'm tapping my foot, or what makes something open to other audiences? What makes something accessible to a broader audience, and how do you balance that with keeping the music challenging?
Well, there were a couple of model composers that really pioneered how to rectify the divergence between wanting to be new, creative, and come up with sounds that nobody's heard before, and actually connecting with the people. For instance, Charles Ives, even though many of his pieces are really thorny, he used American folk songs and hymns to actually make up the body of his work so the references would be clear emotionally to his audiences. Aaron Copland, realizing that modernism wasn't necessarily working out in terms of connecting with the people listening to his music, included all sorts of Americana right in his works, whether they were cowboy songs or all sorts of ditties that people would have recognized. You find them quoted, if, for instance, very famously in Appalachian Spring with Simple Gifts, a famous song. Or people like Gershwin incorporating jazz, genuine jazz, into his compositions, understood that the connection between populism and being true to your style is a really important balance.
Louisville Orchestra music director Teddy Abrams. His Louisville Concerto will have its world premiere this coming weekend. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you very much for having me.